How does writing change the writer? I wanted to answer this with lots of clever references to writers, but the truth is, I can't know how it changed them. I can only really know how it changed me. And I can't really know that either, because although I have been and still am lots of other things as well as a writer, bartender, carer, cleaner, waitress, project manager, mother, teacher, I don't know how I'd be if I wasn't also a writer. So how does writing change this writer? Because I can't spend time with friends or be in a queue or a shop or anywhere without itching to record what I overhear. Because I have a way to express what I feel, and that's a joy and a privilege and an anxiety and a passion and a fear. Because someone may not like what I've written, and they may tell me of their dislike or their hatred or their anger, and I may not be able to say, "Stop, I just wrote some words down, it's not an answer, it's not even anything to do with you, it's just what I think or feel or am compelled to write." Because I long to do it, and when I can't or won't, it makes me unhappy. Because I want it to be right, exactly right, and it won't ever be. Because how it feels when I do it is how I imagine flying would feel to a bird. Sometimes just what I do, sometimes an utter freedom. Because on a walk through the woods, I can't see a blue nylon string hanging from an impossibly tall tree branch without thinking, "How did that get there? Who put it there? Why? For what end? That's a story, surely." When those around me, with me, haven't even looked up and seen it, and when they do, they answer me, "That string is there because a boy at some time has tied a string around a rock and thrown it up as high as it would go, and when it came back to him, he tied it tight, and it just is, because he could. Isn't that enough for you?" And because that isn't enough for me, because the story that has already started to form in my head is other, because I have seen a girl climb that tree, even though that's impossible, and I've heard her ragged breathing, her fear, her pushing herself upwards and out along that limb, that branch with her blue string, and I have felt her hand shaking as she ties the string around the branch, and then look down and wonder how she did that thing, and how she'll ever get down. But she's done it, she's there, and that string is there. And now I and other people will look up and think, how? Because it is the only way that I can make sense of the world.